My name is Jenny. Some Santana concert tickets coming your way next. Right now it's time to talk about the new movies hitting the theaters this weekend, as well as one that's been in theaters for a couple weeks. We're joined by Dawn and John with Movie Night Traffic Light. And how are you guys doing?
We're great. How are you doing,
good.
Jenny?
Thanks, Jenny.
Having a good Friday. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Definitely a good Friday.
They're all good. The movies come out.
Yeah, that's very, very true. So what are we talking about today?
We're going to tell you about Monster House and Lady in the Water.
Great.
Yeah, those are the big ones coming out today.
Yeah, you know, we've had Monsters Ball, Monsters, Inc., Monster in Law, Jenny. So now we got to have a place for the monster to live. We've got Monster House.
Great.
Yeah, Monster House, the executive producer of this thing is Steven Spielberg, which is really cool because you've got some pretty high expectations going into this movie. And it's actually the second full-length feature film that was created in real 3D animation. So if you're up for a 3D, you can also go see it in 3D theaters, which is kind of cool. But we saw it in a regular one.
Uh-huh.
And it's about this little kid, and he's spying on the house across the street because he is just sure there's something going on in that place. It's got to be haunted. This old crazy guy lives there, scares off anybody that comes by, and anything that lands in the yard disappears. So it's kind of weird.
Huh.
But his parents and his babysitter and even the cops, they don't listen to a word he's saying, so he's got to grab a couple of friends to go help him figure out what's going on. Well, when the old guy across the street dies, the kids actually sneak into the house and find out that the house is actually a living, breathing monster. And now they have to figure out a way to slay the monster to save themselves and the neighborhood, and they actually end up getting help from a pretty unlikely source.
Ah.
Yeah.
It's, you know, Jenny, there's been a lot of big animated features this summer, so I think Don and I are probably kind of burned out on the animation, but we both loved Monster House. It's an animation sensation, I guess you could say. It just reminded me so much of my adolescence. You know, not that I was a cartoon character myself or anything, but even animated, it just has this really genuine human feel to it. The story's a little weird and actually a little scary, so I don't know if I take my little kids to it, but the dialogue is exceptional. It's hilarious in places. The animation's fascinating, and there's even a good moral of the story at the end.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, we really liked it.
Yeah, on our Movie Night Traffic Light, we're going to rate the Monster House a green. This really is a great animated movie.
Great. That's really exciting.
Yeah,
yeah,
it is.
Fun.
This next one, Lady, I can't say Lady in the Water without being like Lady in the Water.
Exactly.
Well, to be honest with you, I would have named it Woman in the Water or Lady in the Lake because I like, you know, the alliteration thing. But I'm not the genius. M. Night Shyamalan is, and it's Lady in the Water.
Right.
Yeah, and this one is M. Night Shyamalan's next big movie. And, of course, he brought us, you know, Sixth Sense and The Village and Signs. And he is, of course, a master of creating really strange and unusual stuff and bringing it to the big screen in a really entertaining way. Well, this one is based on a fairy tale bedtime story that he actually created. And the fairy tale is a little bit like this, that apparently a long time ago, some people that lived in the water kind of guided and counseled people that lived on the land. But the people that lived on the land moved way too far inland, so they lost touch with each other. But now, much, much later, the water people are all concerned that the land people have lost their way and they need to reach out to us.
Oh.
Yeah. And how they do that is they send special messengers to reach us. And the special messenger in this case is Bryce Dallas Howard, who played Ivy in The Village. If you remember her, she was the blind girl in The Village.
I didn't see The Village.
Okay. And she was kind of the star in The Village.
Uh-huh.
And she lives underneath the pool in an apartment complex who's managed by the actor Paul Giamatti.
Ooh, I love.
Yes, yes, he's very cool. And she rescues him one night when he falls into the pool, so he figures out who she is and the legend of the water people. And he's determined to do whatever it takes to help her complete her mission, but there's a huge, huge problem. There are these killer creatures out there that are after her and will do anything to stop her. And the really amazing thing about this movie is that it really, really makes you think about the possibility that no matter who you are or how big of a loser you feel you are or how far removed you are from society, that maybe, just maybe, you're meant to be part of something really big and then extraordinary things really can happen.
Oh, that's my favorite message that there can be in the universe.
Yeah, you're going to like this.
The message is cool. I got to be honest, though, with you. Just so you're warned, Jenny, the fairy tale's a little weird in it, I thought. A little disturbing, a little confusing. Not what I would tell my kids at bedtime, but, you know, M. Night is just a masterful filmmaker. Paul Giamatti, he is my favorite actor. I think he's fantastic, and he's so non-celebrity, too. I like that about him. Those two together could probably make my life seem interesting, and that's what they've done with this movie. It's just a fantastic movie. If you don't nitpick the plot and just instead absorb the emotion of it, you'll get the message that Don was talking about, and you'll love the experience.
And so how come the previews are so dramatic and, like, scary to me?
Well, what M. Night Shyamalan was trying to do, I heard him in an interview, and he was kind of relating this to, he wanted this to be a children's first kind of scary movie experience like E.T. was when E.T. came out, even though this movie's a little bit darker. But he wanted to create it for the little bit older kids to have that first kind of scary experience. So there is some scary stuff in it, and the fairy tale is a little disturbing, but you know, this week has been great for us in movies out in the theater. So on our movie night traffic light, Lady in the Water, we're going to rate it green too.
Wow, two green lights.
Yeah, and that doesn't really happen with us.
That's so fun.
I don't think this one's really for kids, even though that may have been what he was intending. I really think adults will get a lot out of it, though. You'll like it, Jenny. Check it out.
Yeah, I think especially with the moral of the story, you'll like it a lot.
Oh, that's cool. Actually, you are the second crew that has told me that I would enjoy the movie, that it was very, very good.
Oh, good. That's good.
And then did you guys go see An Inconvenient Truth?
We did.
What did you think of that?
I got to tell you, Jenny, I'll be honest with you. My whole theory on the greenhouse effect was if something serious was going on, somebody would be doing something. But I think Al Gore makes a really strong case that something serious is going on, and nobody's doing anything about it.
Right.
It really scared me. I was afraid to exhale afterwards because I didn't want to contribute to the carbon problem.
You know, the funny thing is, though, this was kind of billed as a documentary film, mm-hmm. and it really isn't that either. It's not your normal film. It's not a documentary film. It's almost like a... like you paid money to go see Al Gore talk at a lecture series.
Exactly. That's what I try and tell people is it really is sitting down for an hour and a half at a lecture where you learn a lot, and you learn one of the most important things that I got out of it was that, yes, you know, the greenhouse effect, there's been a lot of, you know, this has been evolving slowly throughout time, but what's happened in the recent past in terms of how much change has occurred in our climate is huge and is something to know and something to be aware of.
Yep. Right, exactly. Yep. I mean, the fact that you can't argue with the fact that 10 of the hottest years in the history of recorded temperatures has occurred in the last 14 years.
Right.
That's a scary statistic. Now, you could probably argue whether that's natural or being caused by pollution, but either way, it's scary. So we should probably figure out what's going on.
So there, and what I liked is I didn't leave feeling scared, actually. I left feeling inspired, but I'm really blessed because I have this forum where I can talk about it, and hopefully other people can then get involved and be an educator in a lot of ways. So
right.
I just hope that people feel empowered by the movie, and I really encourage everyone to see it simply because, you know, our media comes at us and, you know, and doesn't necessarily always give us the scientific perspective. In fact, lots of times shields the scientific perspective, and this is science and these are proven facts. And so I thought it was very, very, very cool.
Yeah,
and Al Gore, he's a pretty decent speaker, so the way he presents it, it's fairly interesting, even though, you know, you have to keep in mind you're going to see a lecture.
Yeah, you are, which is something important to keep in mind. It's
exactly.
not like a big entertainment, you know,
exactly.
blockbuster or anything like that, but I'm so glad there are those options this weekend with Monster House and Lady in the Water.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Everybody should be in theaters this weekend.
Okay, great and perfect, because it's going to be hot.
It's going to be too hot this weekend.
Don and John joining us with Movie Night Traffic Light. You can see them at movienighttrafficlight.com. Learn more about them. You can also log on to their website through our website, 929themountain.com. Click on Jenny in the Morning. And I appreciate you guys so much for joining us. What's happening next week?
Well, next week, another animated film is coming, The Ant Bully.
Oh, right.
And a kind of gritty film, Miami Vice.
Oh,
yeah.
Colin Farrell and who is it? Colin Farrell and Jamie Foxx.
Academy Award winner Jamie Foxx.
And Colin Farrell. That's good for the ladies and the men.
Yes, it might be for both of us.
I hope so.
Next week, and we'll let you know if it is.
Okay, great. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us with Movie Night Traffic Light.
Thanks, Jenny. We'll talk to you later.
Next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Death Cab for Cutie coming up, and the Dave Matthews Band Every Day is next in 3 minutes on 92.9 The Mountain.